show is about you, injured. It's about making it through whatever is faced. There are ways to hold on to hope when what you need cannot be seen. Sometimes you just have to hold on until what you need is accessible. The car accident journey is a period of time when most people feel stretched in new ways, with unknown answers along with an unknown future. Yet, don't you still have dreams? Don't you still have hopes? There is no room for hopelessness in your life right now, regardless of the circumstances. Sometimes we have to look in new directions to seek a new path. Once in a while, we have to let go of everything and old ways of thinking. This doesn't mean we become someone new. It is just an expansion of who we are. Life after disability can move you to a better place and open your mind to things never entertained. Just by reaching inside yourself and say, now what? What's in my heart and how can I initiate today? How can I face obstacles fearlessly and with determination? It's by that first thought, that first idea, that first step. Make it with me, Estra, today on the summer series, Life After Disability, Part 4, when we get personal about you. What do you do when doctors tell you they don't know when you'll be better, or even worse, not sure what is going on? You never give up or end to any physical battle you might face. Can you mourn your condition? Can you wish for the past? There is nothing wrong with grieving loss. We often grieve after many things that happen in life, and there is no exception for physical injury. Let it out rather than keeping it in. Then decide to move forward in life and give it all that you've got using what you have. Don't ever deny your dreams. Let them come out. Develop a plan on how you want to get there. Disability is not the dream. It might be an obstacle that has to be overcome in some way. Harassment may be another barrier. Perhaps restraints you had not previously thought about. There have been so many new developments because of the needs of people. Things will always change. But the opportunities to reach your dreams have always been unique to you. Disability doesn't stop dreams. Typically, people do. Ask any successful person and they can tell you the stories about the naysayers who told them they would never make it and they were wrong. And if you never give up on yourself due to a disability or injury, you will make it too. Taking care of oneself can be one of the most complicated tasks. Support systems can help reduce burdens and make life better. Unfortunately, today, far too many people are also being stretched thin by working more hours, low wages, and their own personal problems. Scheduling daily activities can help ease the struggle of trying to get things done when not well. Remember, a schedule for the day can also be completed the next day, a month, or even out a year. What's most important is you. Be gentle with yourself. Life can sometimes seem like a marathon when in fact it may not always be a race to the swift. It may turn out to be a race of understanding, intellect, and personal accomplishment. What you may have thought is most important may not be for the marathon of life. We do not know what day or time when we just pack up and stop walking this earth. So thinking about what's really a life's mission and current abilities to accomplish is what matters. So keep things simple and light. Enjoy yourself every day, even if this means through hardship. People who learn strong recovery skills can face the obstacles in life with purpose and choose to take what is learned and keep moving. The smile and love that you hold inside your heart for you can do wonders through problems. If you find your schedule doesn't have enough to keep you focused, add to it slowly. If in the same way, if too much is in your schedule, reduce it until it becomes comfortable. What if someone else is trying to dictate your timetable? You always have the choice to accept or deny their support. As said previously in the summer series, your courage and determination will keep you on track. Be comfortable with your own decisions and in your own skin. So step out and take care of yourself. Believe me, you are very important to the type of life you wish to lead. This life does belong just to you. While recovering, it's important to always look up to see others. This opens up your world to the plight facing so many people and how close your worldview is to theirs. You can recognize the scope of the challenge faced and the vast number of people currently walking in your boots or have moved up to high heels and kept stepping. It will always be difficult to set your own personal mission if you haven't seen how to accomplish where you're going. Do you know how you want to get there? You may be that creative individual who makes their own way out of no way. But remember, there has already been a path made by someone else. Whatever way you choose to get to the next destination, know that I am here for your support, and so are many others who are right here with you right now. Thank you for listening with me, Estra. Now introducing No Peeps camera covers for smartphones, tablets, and laptops. Do you know who has been spying on you through applications on your devices? Do you know how easy it is to remedy this problem? Purchase a No Peeps cover for your device, place it over the camera lens, and no more spying. Available now on eBay and EstraCarWreckHelp.com for only $7.99 US dollars. Cover your smartphone camera today and end the snooping. Join Talking About You with Estra next Monday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.